Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and thankfully, Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I say thankfully because you're here as in the dink and the dank of the morning. We watched the Assembly, after the Senate adjourned for the session, pass decriminalization of marijuana. Let's start there, and then we'll go forward and look at whether the governor's statement that this has been a historical session is true.
Yeah, the Assembly, went through the night at 6 o'clock, around 6 a.m. this morning, passed the gave final passage to the decriminalization bill. They couldn't agree to terms of a bill that would legalize recreational marijuana, so their fallback was to decriminalize it, meaning it's now going to be a violation for possession of small amounts of marijuana. And it's part of a very progressive agenda that passed now that the Democrats control both houses.
Let's talk about some of the other landmark legislation that did pass. We'll start with farm workers.
Well, the farm workers bill passed this week. It's been around for decades. Basically, that gives farm workers the right to a day off, and if they work more than 60 hours overtime. The farmers themselves have opposed it, saying that especially a provision that says that if the farm worker denies or doesn't want to take a day off, that they have to be paid overtime. So it was a controversial bill, but now with the Democrats in charge of the Senate, it passed. And it's just one of, like I said, a host of progressive things. If you start going back to January, there were issues from expanding the abortion laws. They expanded the rent laws, not only expanded them, but made them permanent and made them available upstate. They did driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants and the DREAM Act, which provides tuition assistance to undocumented immigrants. They had election reforms. They had housing reforms. You know, just a whole host. They strengthened the sexual harassment laws. A climate change bill passed yesterday that supporters say is the most ambitious in the nation, although detractors say it won't happen. But really, we've seen a flow of progressive legislation, gun control laws that were promised if the Democrats took over. What's been interesting is a lot of it's been driven by the legislature, not the governor.
What hasn't passed? Let's start with solitary confinement and the so-called HART bill.
Yeah, this bill for to really reform solitary confinement failed. The governor had been saying publicly, including on this station this week, that it would lead to $1 billion in new jail construction that just isn't there for both the state and localities. So that failed. They did make some changes to how solitary confinement can work. So that was a bill that failed. The legalization of marijuana did not happen, so that failed. You know, the governor had been pushing hard for a surrogacy bill that would allow for gay couples and infertile couples to go through surrogates in New York. New York's one of only three states that doesn't allow it, but in the end that did not go through. The Assembly didn't want to do it.
Now, none of this precludes them from coming back in a special session if they want to go further, say, for example, with marijuana, right?
Yeah, but it's very unlikely. I think they're very satisfied with what they got done. And unless something needs to get done, like the budget tanks or something like that, I think the next time we'll see them in Albany is likely January.
Ken Lovett, who is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.